We're going to thrive. We're not going to survive. We don't want our guys to be scared to make plays. You know, if they see something, go. Pull the trigger. We're going to create that atmosphere through the spring and in the training camp. And then, you know, that's all part of learning how to win, is thriving in those critical situations.
Coach, what attracted you to the opportunity to join the Browns?
I mean, obviously it was a chance to be a defensive coordinator. It was a chance to continue on this quest with Coach Pettine. You know, we, for 5 years now, have kind of built this system together, you know, implemented it, you know, changed it year in, year out based on the strengths of the players. And, you know, it's a historic franchise. They've had a ton of success in the past. Obviously, the salary cap situation that they're in and the number of draft picks. I mean, it's a chance to really implement some guys onto the roster to help you get things turned around in a hurry.
Defense had been the strength of this football team pretty much last year. As you see it, how do you see incorporating the talent that's already here with the system that you and Mike Pettine believe in?
Well, I'm excited about the young talent that I'm seeing on tape right now. We're about 8 to 10 games through as a staff, you know, meticulously going through it. And the guys that I have on my staff are doing a great job. You know, Anthony Weaver with the defensive line, Coach Chuck Driesbach with the linebackers, and Jeff Hafley with the secondary. Those guys are doing a great job being detailed with their description of what they think these guys can and cannot do. But I don't think you can really put a wholesale evaluation until you get them here, you see what they're like in the meetings, you know, what can they handle mentally, and then you get them out here and you actually see them running around and trying to execute your scheme.
One of the players you're going to work with here is Barkevious Mingo, going into his second season, and kind of an interesting tie that you have with him sort of prior to last year's draft, the Bills owning the 8th overall pick, 2 picks below the Browns, and the possibility that Barkevious was a guy the Bills were interested in.
Yeah, I was excited about Barkevious. You know, he's a guy I went out to dinner with. You know, I probably watched anywhere from 12 to 15 games on him. I talked to him at the combine. He's a guy I'm excited to meet and get to know him even more.
Besides Barkevious Mingo, you got Paul Kruger here, you got Jabal Sheard here, Phil Taylor. I mean, there's some parts to work with in this defense. Your sense of those guys and especially Paul Kruger, trying to get much more production from him after kind of a disappointing year in terms of sacks his first season.
Well, I'm excited to work with all those guys. Like I said, you know, we're still going through the evaluation process, but our staff is very excited. We're excited to get them all back here on April 7th. We'll have 2 weeks in the classroom with them, and then we'll have our camp. I think we'll know a lot more about the evaluation process after that camp. As far as Krugs, you know, he's a guy I watched in free agency last year, and I liked him. He obviously had a lot of success in Baltimore. I don't think you can say somebody had a disappointing year just based off of sack numbers. There's a lot more that goes into it. You know, if he's getting chipped or he's getting double teamed at the point of attack, it's opening things up for other guys. There's also guys, you know, pass rushers who cause a lot of production. You know, is he causing the quarterback to throw out of rhythm, okay? Or is he causing the quarterback to throw the ball quicker than he wants to? Is he hitting the quarterback? That stuff all takes a toll. So I know we tend to look just at sack numbers, and like you said, he had 4.5, but there's a lot more that goes into it to being a productive pass rusher in the NFL.
Big motto of yours, of Coach Pettine's, of this whole staff: thrive, not survive.
Absolutely.
Talk about what that means.
I think it comes down to preparation. You know, when you get into those critical moments, are you prepared? All right, do you trust yourself enough? Are you confident enough to go make a play? And I think as coaches, you got to give the guys green lights to go make those plays. You know, you can't coach your guys to play scared. You got to allow them to be playmakers. You know, so when that situation does come up, that your guys aren't hesitating. They're pulling the trigger, they're going right now, and they're making the play that they should make. And I think that's a big part in learning how to win in the fourth quarter.